is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
See Live Off the Record with Trivago Lang is brought to you by City of Hope, Dunkin' Donuts, Nay's Pancake Place, Pinder Tile, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Royal Star Assurance, and Star General Insurance Made Simple.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Trivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Hope that you are doing well. We're going to dispense with a little bit of our intros for now because we have some very special guests to provide us with some very important information as promised to you yesterday. And I want to begin by thanking the Assistant Commissioner of Police, Mr. Deems, responsible for Grand Bahama and the Northern Bahamas, and by extension, the Commissioner of Police, Shanta Knowles, for making available these officers to us to help us understand what has been going on, what is going on, what is next in relation to the extensive fires that we have heard about taking place in Grand Bahama and elsewhere. Elsewhere in the Bahamas. So I have the pleasure of having with us today Assistant Superintendent of Police, Mr. Javon Richards, Fire Chief, Superintendent Stephen Roll, Officer in Charge of Southwestern Division and Public Affairs Department, Inspector Daron Russell, Second in Charge, Fire Service. We have all of them today to help us understand a little better what is going on. Let me start with Assistant Superintendent Javon Richards, sir, help us understand on these fires. Welcome to Z Live.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Trivago Lang. And also, good afternoon, Muhammad. As it stands, we have made an assessment to Bahamas area, which is involved at some point in the fire. All fires are out. Not yet, a better word. All fires are extinguished. But however, we have some smoldering hot spots that you will probably be seeing given off a few smokes. That is the status of this fire now, sir.
I don't know. Maybe you, Superintendent, you want to speak just more directly into your mic so that we can hear you a little clearly. We heard some of what you said, that as at this point, all of the fires are extinguished and that you have some smoldering hot spots that you are monitoring. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's a parameter. We have a few hot spots that we're monitoring. Like I said, it's just problems. Logs that are in the burn section that are not posing any threat to any property. Is that better, sir?
It's I have to confess a little better, but it still seems a little bit more challenging to hear. I'm the producer sending me a note right now, so maybe he knows what's going on. I don't know. Where have these fires been? They're saying you sound a bit far. That's what the producer is saying.
Okay. How about now?
Speak again.
How about now, sir?
It's a little clearer. It's a little clearer. It's a little clearer. And so far as Grand Bahama is concerned, like how much coverage of the Grand Bahama area has these fires made? Hello? I don't know if you're speaking, Superintendent, but your mic is muted. All right, producer, let's take a quick break and then see if we could re-engage our audio and see what's happening. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break and try and clear it up. We'll be back after this break. This road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let you know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Marched the car. The lady run into me, marched the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance with RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
This April, Dunkin' is spreading awareness and support for autism awareness. Did you know that autism affects 1 in 54 children? It is so important to show our support. And you can show your support by grabbing a signature blue donut from any Dunkin' location during April. Join us in raising awareness and support for REACH and the Seahorse Institute. Dunkin', fueling communities one blue donut at a time. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Are you a business owner or HR professional? RF's team of pension specialists are here to empower your employees with market-leading retirement solutions and to make implementing group pensions easy and cost-effective. With RF, starting or switching your company pension plan is a breeze, and there are no setup fees. If you're looking for strong investment performance and low fees, visit rfgroup.com/empower and empower your team to retire comfortably with RF Group Pensions today. That's rfgroup.com/empower.
The show wants to give you support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Again, so glad you could join us. If you want to give us a call later on in the show, you know our numbers, we'll give them to you. But we're not taking them calls now. But we will give them to you. But of course, we are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. And you can also catch us on BTC Flow Channel 612. We are here with officers from the Royal Bahamas Police Force, in particular the fire division of that force. We have Assistant Superintendent Javon Richards with us, Fire Chief, and Superintendent Stephen Roll, Officer in Charge of Southwestern Division, Public Affairs Department. We have Inspector Doran Russell, also Second in Charge of Fire Service with us today. We don't have Superintendent Richard, so once again, you were giving us a status report on the fires in Grand Bahama.
Yes, sir, good afternoon again.
Excellent. Very much better.
I hope that you can hear me now.
Very much better. Thank you.
God is good. Yes, based on the status of the fires that occurred over the week, all fires are extinguished, but however, we still have some smoldering hotspots that are giving off smoke. The hotspots are basically in the burnt out area and pose no threat to any property.
Okay. What do you assess as the reason for these fires? I mean, I knew from I was growing up in Grand Bahama, we had a kind of seasonal situation with bushfires. Is that what we're dealing with? And what causes that?
Well, right now we are in what we call the dry season, where the lands and the grounds are dry due to the lack of rain. And persons normally take this time to do a lot of weeding and stuff like that. But because the land is dry and we're now in the peak of what we call the bushfire season, this is a normal thing that occurs around this time.
We have people who say that these are spontaneously combusted fires. Some people say these are caused by glass having the sun beam through them and causing the fire. I mean, do we know what causes this, or is this just one of those things?
Well, right now we can't really pinpoint this the reason or how the fire actually started, but we know for a fact that this normally occur around this time because it's a dry season. But due to the wind velocity for the past few weeks, as you can tell, that really intensified a lot of spread with these brush fires.
This was that in addition to the your fire equipment, you have been able to call on other partners in Grand Bahama. How does that work?
Yes, but right now, I'm glad you mentioned that. We have two fire trucks that are up and running, and we also have an additional two that awaiting parts that are being cleared by the Commissioner of Police in order for us to have them up and running. So we also have contacts for our partners, which include, I'll just name a few, the Container Port Shipyard, Barco, Airport Fire, Crash and Rescue, and also some other NGOs that are too many to mention, but I don't want to leave anyone out, but they know how we feel about them. We just contact them and they all are ready and stand by for any time that we call.
And insofar as fighting these fires were concerned, what was the major challenge facing the force?
Well, one of the major challenges was, like I said earlier, the weather, the dry weather, and the wind velocity. Mm. But residents, at some point, a lot of them actually did put a buffer around their building, around their property. But we just want to encourage them to make a buffer around their property just so that we don't have to experience something like the experience on last week.
Okay. Well, and that buffer should be what distance? What should we be looking at? Who are homeowners and property owners?
Okay, we call it a buffer, but in fire margin. Mm-hmm. So fire margin is normally between 10 and 12 feet away from your property. Mm-hmm.
So you need to have a clearance around your property. If you are surrounded by bush, that's 10 to 12 feet.
Yes, sir.
Okay. You know, as I was driving on the street and seeing these fires, it was amazing to me that I saw homes sitting essentially in the middle of burnt out bush So you had, I mean, it's like, it was almost like literally surrounded by a blazed vegetation.
Yes, sir, this is why the fire department like to try to encourage the public to please make a clearance around the property. And even though they may feel as if they have that clearance, it might not be enough. Like I said, once where you have your property around the boundary, start your fire margin at your boundary, 10 to 12 feet at your boundary itself. Mm.
Because even if the fire is able to jump, it still would stall, and maybe there's enough time for you and for others to get there to ensure that it doesn't get any worse.
Yes, sir, that's affirmative.
We live in a small country. We also live in the age of social media. And so always things going around. We heard there aren't any fire trucks in Grand Bahama. People, you know, some people panicking because there are no fire trucks in Grand Bahama. Superintendent's role, can you help us understand how to force and stuff? Because it must be troubling.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Lai. Good afternoon, Bahamas. Mr. Lang voice, I want to say thank you. And also Guardian Radio 96.9 from our Assistant Commissioner, Alvaro Dean, who's the Officer in Charge of Grand Bahama on the Northern Bahamas, and by extension, our Commissioner of Police, for having us this morning on this topic. Yes, like you said, Chivago, we've been monitoring the social platform, and of course, we saw the comments made by individuals in regards to the recent fires. Being said, our Assistant Commissioner, Mr. Alvaro Dame, thought fitting to implement an investigation task force. And what they're doing, and they consist of the fire department and the officers from the criminal investigation department. Their main focus is now to look at all the recent fires in Grand Bahama and to see if some of those allegations could be looked into, and wherever they'll find wanting, whomever's responsible, I can guarantee you, they'll be put before the courts. But we just wish to make the public aware that it is a major offense to intentionally light any sort of fire in any residential, business, or public areas. And of course, we as the police force, wish to reach out to the public for any information recent fires that you may have. Don't care how small the information may be, please contact our police control room at 911-919 or even the criminal department, better known as CID, 350-310-6-8, or the fire department at 350-34-15-16-17. And of course, like I said, it is an offense to light these fires. And of course, we have different types of fire complaints, meaning fire damaging and endangering property. Like, of course, you know, the recent fires that were occurred in Grand Bahama recently, the bush fires. And it is an offense to do such thing if you like that. And it carries a penalty, if convicted, of $500. And in default of payment, you will spend 12 months at Palmer's Department of Correction. And of course, we have poisons who light fire elsewhere other than the kitchen, or carrying fire in town. That's also an offense. And that carries a penalty of $150. And of the regular of floor you've seen before in the Bahamas, or even Grand Bahama, where fire costs some damage to property, or even some explosion, that is definitely an offense. And where there is damage, you can spend up to 25 dollars value. You can be for 5 years when it comes to causing harm by fire. So there we are, which, you know, all one man in prison. So there are various charges that can be levied upon persons who are found wanting. And like I said, the team is out there, and they're very active, and their feet on the ground. And I can assure you, they will leave no stones unturned in regard to these recent fires, if some of the allegations are proven to be true. They will be dealt with according to the law.
Does it bother the force to have people go on these social platforms and say that you don't have any equipment, that you don't have any fire trucks and that kind of stuff? Is that a problem? Is that against the law? Is that an issue?
Tobago, if like you said earlier, the world has an issue with the social media network now on the platform, and even with our more serious crimes, you have persons hitting the platform, social media platform, and saying their own opinion. But until there's some evidence to suggest otherwise, they will continue to go on the social media platform and say what their opinion is. But the facts is the facts. And once we get the facts by way of the media and by way of the courts, the facts will be revealed, and hopefully they'll go back to the media and say the right.
Inspector Russell, I can tell you, when I drove past some of the areas I drove past and saw what happened, when I listened, I actually have somebody who works for me who was caught in the smoke on the road while trying to drive and could not see, etc., who said that ultimately she pulled on the side of the road and she was weeping because she was afraid. She was afraid. And when I drove through some of the areas, I could tell you it really troubled me. So what should and can we do to help prevent some of this, and also to lighten your load in terms of any future season coming like this?
Good afternoon, Mr. Lyon. As it relates to us approaching this bushfire season, if you have to leave home and it's early in the morning and the visibility is low, and you could navigate into a different location, that'll be the first recommendation I'll give as it relates to trying to slowly go through this heavy tent smoke, because you could have an oncoming driver who might be doing the same thing and might not be aware and might be in the middle of the road, which could actually result in a traffic accident. So if you could navigate into a new location, that's the first recommendation when you have to go home or leave home and there's highly smoke in your neighborhood. But also, yes, as it relates to trash being burned inside of the neighborhood, we want to advise the public to refrain from burning trash inside while cleaning up. Utilize the sanitation services, because the same trash, the embers, could blow extremely far, especially in this high windy season, and one fire could start another, and we could be back to square one with what we had just experienced the other day.
Okay. Go ahead. Cyril, you wanted to say something else?
Yeah. As regards to fire investigation team, what is to be mindful is that they will be investigating the fire origin from these bushfires, so that we get a better understanding of how the fire spreads and where it may have started from. Like I said, once they do their due justice and they report that findings back to our assistant commissioner, definitely he will be addressing the media further on these matters.
Again, can I ask you, so you now have two operational functional fire trucks that belong to the Royal Bahamas Police Force, right? And you have two. I understand you saying that are being cleared to be added to your fleet?
Yes.
Mr. Lang, we have two operational fire trucks, and we have two that is unoperable. But no. Like I said, we have parts that are ready on order and already being cleared by the Commissioner of Police. And we're just awaiting the arrival of the parts in order to put those other two back onto the fleets.
And please bear with me because, you know, sometimes you talk, you speak, and people hear what they want to hear. When you say your trucks are operational, that means that these are the trucks that you can carry out there, have water in, or put water in and go fight a fire, right?
Yes, sir. That's affirmative. These are the trucks that are working now and on the road.
Okay. Because I happen to be in a vicinity frequent enough to see these trucks out in the morning, not with a fire. I don't know. I see you all driving around an area, the neighborhood, like it's a kind of maintenance exercise. Is that what I'm looking at? Because I see it regularly.
Yeah, so what we also do, even though we're here fighting fires, we also try to do some stuff that prevent problems. And we also do our daily inspections of hydrants and some other stuff.
Okay. Anything else you want to let us know before we let you go and please?
Yes.
For me, I would just also like to thank the public for their constant assistance when it comes to trying to protect their own homes, because this is the first time in a long time that I've actually seen the residents come out and use their hoses to try to prevent fires to their residents.
Mm. Which would make a whole lot of sense for sure to help minimize the damage and the spread, eh? Do you have a sense of when you're likely to have your other two trucks operational?
Well, I really can't say the time, but I could probably give probably another month or so, but I really don't want to give a time.
Right. Okay. Well, gentlemen, we appreciate you all, man. We appreciate the work you do. We know that you are on the front lines. Go right ahead.
One last thing before I think we end, and I know it wasn't intentional, but we want to thank our brothers in law enforcement, defense force officers who are on the ground from NASA, and they're here to assist us with the fight in these fires, along with our other officers on the ground of Grand Bahama, and those who come support the fire department that they've been pushing. Of course, these fires were going nonstop. And so, of course, you know, the human body gets tired. So we're here to work together as a team and headed by our ACP. And so he ensured that these men are here and they are here until these fires are fully subsided. We're back to our normal state of operation. So once again, I want to thank you, sir, on behalf of our Assistant Commissioner, and by extension, our Commissioner, for having us today.
Well, we're here always to help you get the information out you need. If you need to inform us, to educate us, to help clarify anything, please, we're here anytime at your beck and call to help you do that. And thank you for your work, and thank you for your duty, and thank you for your faithfulness to your charge. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Dear ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. When we come back, we got to talk some roads today. Roads, roads, roads. We'll be back after this break. Through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
Pinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors: Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Gris, and this one, Sky Glance. In this particular tile, I think you'll find coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glance one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, and 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges can arise. Protect your practice and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. So glad you could join us today. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I have to tell you all, right, that I have been involved with government, been following government for many, many, many years, not just when I came to run or be appointed, but before that, when I was at the College of the Bahamas as an 18, 19-year-old, when I became president of the College of the Bahamas Union of Students, when I went off to University of Western Ontario in Canada, came back, I've been a long-standing follower, observer, student of government governance in this country and many other countries. And of course, I've seen governments do nonsense. I've seen governments make mistakes. I've seen governments make bad judgments and so forth and so forth. I've seen that. I mean, I've been a part of governments that made mistakes and made bad judgments and so forth and so forth, right? But I have to tell you, I was flabbergasted. And I am still flabbergasted to learn. Now, again, let me tell you how flabbergasted I am. When I was approached about it, I said to the person who I think is trustworthy and reliable as a provider of information, as someone who tries to verify the information they get, I said to them, I don't believe you. I just don't believe you. And I said, but let me at least read for myself what was printed, and then I read it for myself. And then they called me back. And I still told them that notwithstanding what I read, I still can't believe that is true. And what I said, that what is true, that the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas awarded a contract. I'm not even going to talk about the no bid yet. Let's set that aside. Awarded a contract for roadworks in West Grand Bahama, not all of Grand Bahama, in West Grand Bahama, for $183 million? I said, no, you mean $183,000 a? No, you mean $1.8 $3 million a? No, $183 million. $183 million. Okay. First of all, let me say I still don't know this to be true. Now I have no reason to believe that the people who printed this, who are reporting this, would be untruthful about it. But I'm still so amazed that I'm still looking for concrete evidence that this is true. That a company in the Bahamas was awarded $183 million for roadworks, not in Grand Bahama, for West Grand Bahama. And that award of contract was done by way of no bid. You know what I mean? No competitive bidding was done. Just awarded. Just awarded. How long is Grand Bahama? The whole island. I'm trying to figure out. How long is Grand Bahama? How long is Grand Bahama? See, Alan Johnson, tell me how long Grand Bahama is. Somebody, please. I want to know, how long is Grand Bahama? I'm told it's 96 miles long. 96 miles long. If Grand Bahama itself is 96 miles long, that means for $183 million, the whole island now, the whole island road works. Would have been done at $1.9 million a mile. $1.9 million a mile. You want to hear me? That's the whole island. Now, if West Grand Bahama ain't as long as the whole island, then you're doubling, maybe even tripling the amount of money per mile. How do I make sense of that? How? We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Mr. Knight.
Yes, sir. What's happening?
I was calling to give you the answer, 96 by 17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 96
miles long and 17 miles wide. But that is
okay.
That is unbelievable. I mean,
so you see what I'm saying, right? That if
you buy
186 million
West End is so small for $183 million, that is just totally unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
My brother,
that's crazy.
And no bidding.
I need to hear from the opposition on this.
I need to hear from the government on it. You can hear from the opposition, but I need to hear from the government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. My understanding is, on yet another island, I don't remember which island it is, $100 million was spent. Same company.
Wow.
Okay, now, so I don't mind opposition. I don't mind opposition. But the government of the Bahamas should say, come to us and say, listen, let me tell you all why we are spending $183 million in Grand Bahama. This is the rationale for it. This is why it costs this amount of money, etc. Make me believe it.
Yeah,
this
they
is
gotta
government.
Present a case.
This is on the government.
They gotta present a reasonable case for that.
No, absolutely. And see, let me tell y'all something. See, and I'm serious with this, right? People think, I mean, we all have our political preferences and partisanships and so forth and so forth. But that's not the most important thing at all. It is not the most important
thing. Are you hanging up and listening to you, Mr. Lang?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. The most important thing is that we have a government that has a responsibility to work for us. They are making decisions. They are making judgments. And they have a duty. This isn't a luxury. Can I say this to those of you who are in government? It is not a luxury that you have to be accountable and transparent. It is not an option you have to be accountable and transparent. It is a duty. It is an obligation to be accountable and transparent, because there is no such thing as good government without. So if the government comes and says to us, this is what happened, this is what we did, this is why we did it, and so forth, I might still not agree with them, but they owe us that responsibility. So I could hear from the opposition all I want. The opposition is not the government. 183 million dollars, probably less than a year and a half out of a general election, no bid contract, to a provider that had hitherto been awarded other such contracts, and such contracts being awarded without a public announcement. We the government of the Bahamas, and I'm talking about President Paz, will come to the fore, and they will sign a contract for a little bitty this and a little bitty that with somebody in a little community or something like that, or a little investor doing a $10 million project here and there and there. You sign a $183 million contract for West Grand Bahama, and we just finding out like this? How is that so? That's a major something for West Grand Bahamas. I would have expected a ceremony and the like. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, how are you doing? It's Alan Johnson.
I'm right
here, my brother. Let me just tell you, if you take from Old Bahama Bay, follow the main road, the Queens Highway, straight to the airport, then get on Grand Bahama Highway until it ends at the library, then take it straight to McLeanstown, is 70 miles.
70 miles.
Yeah, they count Grand Bahama, they count those keys and stuff, like those water things that you see at the end of McLeanstown.
So this is a road contract for $2.6 million.
Yeah, but if you go for West End, let me give you, because I've done some study off my head. If you travel, you know West End, 8 Mile Rock. The front road and the back road for both West End and 8 Mile Rock is 25.5 miles. Entirely for West End. Each of the side roads is about 0.10 to 0.15 miles on the south side and 0.4 miles on the north side. If you estimate there's 40 of them or even 50 of them, you would only add about another 6 miles of road. So essentially, if you add every single road in a development going down to not counting the ABCDF section, but even counting everywhere in Boodle Bay, you couldn't hit 40 miles in West End.
I have no doubt. I have no doubt you could not.
Right.
I have no doubt. $183 million? Listen.
Allen,
for $183 million, tell me if I lie or not. For $183 million, you could redevelop West Grand Bahama.
Absolutely. This is what I'm saying to you. Here it is. The homes, the roads, the schools, the fire engine, the police station, the ambulatory care, you would make West Grand Bahama the city it's supposed to be. And guess what? And by billing people, Mr. Lang, you would end up billing people who would build those things, because you would change. That would be the start of an impetus in West Grand Bahama to begin to change the economy of what people have been asking for years and years and years. I would love an explanation. I'm still trying to get an explanation of the almost $200 million.
We are owed one, man. And while you're at it, give my explanation for all other road works being awarded.
Yes, but see, this is what I'm saying to you. The $200 million for Eleuthera, that I think was like 90 miles or something of that sort, was $200 million for that straight road with no side roads. And I'm still trying to figure out that where did this cost that you even heard the Minister of Foreign Affairs, who said when he was arguing with the Grand Bahama Port Authority that it cost less than $1 million a road, $1 million a mile to pave the road. And so then you go, well, I said to myself, well, if they cost $1 million a mile to pave the road, then why did Eleuthera cost double that? I didn't understand. This was his statement.
But see, Alan, you realize that we were building a new airport for Grand Bahama for $250 million, right?
Absolutely.
A new airport. So, you realize that we are building a new hospital for Grand Bahama for $200-something million, eh?
Yep.
And the road works?
Right.
For West Grand Bahama is $183 million?
Right. And the 40 miles I'm talking about is every single road and alley in West Grand Bahama. I mean, they could literally pave, you know, the section A, B, C, D and we have there? They could pave those and make those properties come up in value.
With no competitive bidding.
Nope. No competitive bidding and almost a sense of secrecy and an attitude that we don't deserve to know. I'm trying to grasp the concept when I read it to a paper just like you. I was like, no, this has to be a printed error.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you guys, we gotta go to a break, but when we come back. Thanks, C. Allen. When we come back, we'll talk some more about it. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shababa Lang, your host.
Living this way, so starting today, I'm breaking out of this cage. I'm standing up.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. We're talking about road paving today, in particular road paving works in West Grand Bahama, totaling $183 million, according to reports. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on WhatsApp me on 439-3043. Let me be clear about something again today. Bahama Striping is the company that has been awarded this contract under one of their subsidiary companies. They have a number of companies that they do works under. I am not accusing Bahama Striping of anything. I am not blaming Bahama Striping for anything. If Bahama Striping saving and except it is discovered that they are doing something of a corrupt nature, if evidence ever arose about that, then you could come and talk about them that way. But I ain't blaming no private entity that has gotten an award of contract from the government of the Bahamas in pursuit of what it is that they do. I am going to blame the government of the Bahamas, and I'm going to ask the government of the Bahamas for explanation, because the government of the Bahamas is accountable to the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas to make sense the things it does on behalf of the people of the Bahamas. So this particular contract, $183 million, awarded as it has been, to, let me see here, make sure, I'm going to make sure, and I'm going to, because nobody get the being of issues. the awarded to Abaco Caribbean Holdings. And it is a Bahama Striping company. On its site, Bahama Striping says, since its inception in 2016, Abaco Caribbean Holdings has set the bar for excellence in building parks and community centers. As a turnkey service provider, ACH brings visions to life through the planning, design, and implementation of commercial playground equipment, walking trails, and smart technology systems. We understand the importance of spaces that are safe, durable, and delightful for all ages, ensuring that every project we undertake fosters joy and connection within the community. Okay? That is what that company is said to be about, parks and that kind of thing. This $183 million contract was awarded to Abaco Caribbean Holdings Limited, an affiliate of Bahama Striping. What does Abaco Caribbean Holdings Limited do? According to Bahama Striping's website, Abaco Caribbean Holdings Limited has set the bar for excellence in the building of parks and community centers. No roadworks is included in that works. $183 million for West Grand Bahama. No announcements, no bid, no explanation to date. Nothing from the Prime Minister, no Minister of Finance, nothing from the Minister of Public Works, etc. Today is Cabinet Day. Today is Cabinet Day. Today's Cabinet Day. I cannot imagine there is not a discussion on this. And I hope, I imagine some explanation is coming, forthcoming about this. And it might be necessary about what. Let me read your notes. I'm going to read your notes. Good afternoon. This says, good afternoon. Please include the road miles, because 96 miles long may equal 300 road miles. But if what is reported is correct, this would be the cost of the administration downfall. Please include the road miles. Brother, you could look for every jook and cranny throughout every one of these settlements in West Grand Bahama, and you ain't gonna come up with a figure that don't allow for at least $1 million+ for every mile of road paving for this one. At least I don't think so. This is, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. You said that the government makes mistakes and also makes bad decisions. In my opinion, $183 million should not be a mistake nor a bad decision. $183 million, double check, triple check, and check again. Make sure it's not a mistake or bad decision. Bad decision, mistake. Well, I say governments do that. I didn't say what this is. I don't know what this is, because I don't have an explanation for what this is yet. I don't know. And I'm not going to sit around and speculate. I mean, I have thoughts in my head, but I don't want to rely on the thoughts in my head. My head is leading me astray sometimes. So using golden tiring aid. See, they will not respond. They do not. They do what, how, when, and where they want. Their modus operandi accountable to none. Add this to the Pike moorings and $7 million matters. And who knows what else will pop up before elections. Sorry, not sure, but isn't West End the capital? It is the capital of Grand Bahama, yes. Maybe they want to make it. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang.
Yes, sir.
You've been in government, and if the law says that it has to go to bidding and none was sent out, that means whoever signed in government to execute that contract committed the word is an ultra virus act. That means
actually that's not what the law says, though. The law says that if you go to direct procurement in this way without going to bidding, you have to justify it. You have to provide a published justification for doing so. I have seen no such thing. We haven't even heard of this from a public pronouncement point of view. So that's the violation of the law.
So that's where we stand right now.
Yes, that's where we stand right now. Okay. That we have no explanation justifying the non-bid. We have no explanation justifying the cost and all that kind of stuff. We are without information regarding this.
Okay, Lang, do you know what the word indenture means? The word the word indenture means a legally binding contract or a legally binding agreement or a legally binding document. And if what you are saying is correct, that means the documents they sign are not legally binding.
That's not true. If the government signs a contract with somebody in the appropriate way, the government has signed a contract, and that contract would not have been signed by a permanent secretary at the very least, because they are the chief financial officers of ministries, right? That's the only way it gets to be legal. No politician's signature on something doesn't make it legal. It has to be signed by the appropriate civil servant, permanent pensionable person. So just hear me out, because I'm in the business of teaching and helping people understand, not in the business of speculating.
I'm saying so,
can I finish, please? Because you made a point, I want to correct it. So if the contract was signed, it was signed that the government breached the law in the way it conducted itself, then the government is in breach, not the persons and not the person who's on the other side of the contract.
But the contract is, if it's not legally binding.
No, the law does not say that, sir. The law doesn't say if the contract is not done this way that it be nullified. The law does not say that.
But that's general law.
That ain't no general law, man. Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it. Take care. Have a good day. We have says, well, the law, as you know, it says you can only do directing awards in certain circumstances. Yeah, you can only do it in certain circumstances. Now, you can make that case. You can make that case that the law, the government breached the law. But again, I'm saying, though, see, I can't get it. I don't know contract law. Contract law, because, you know, if somebody sells you a piece of land and made whatever error or something, that don't affect the person who bought the land, right? So I'm not prepared to say that the contract is nullified by a breach by the government. That, because that's not what the law says. Because now when you get there, you're talking contract law. So now Palmer Striking goes to court and argues, why is it matter? How am I supposed to ensure that the government has complied with what it is supposed to do in pursuit of a project it gave it? I don't see it. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon, Shabago. How you doing, bro?
Hey, I'm right here, my friend. My brother, you might be the only luminary could help me today.
Bye, Shabago.
You got to be able to help me today, Antoine. Come on, man. You got to be able to illuminate me today.
Honestly, Shabago, when I heard you, when I listened to your opening salvo, and you said that you had some important people, and you were going to skip over some introductions today that you normally engage in, I knew you was coming to this first and foremost. And after those guests left your set, and I heard the first words coming out your mouth was roadworks, I was saying, Lord of mercy, what is this? But, Shabago, be it as it may, and be it as someone who I am a supporter of the government. I am a supporter of the prime minister, right? In particular, I've put in the work. I've done the heavy lifting to see him in this position today. Long before many of those people around him now have even thought about coming into the ring to take some blows, to do some heavy lifting, I was there bailing out water for the stinking PLP boat.
We could all attest to that, Antoine.
Yes. And so, Shabago, I am entitled to speak my mind where I see failure, where I see incompetence, where I see lack, where I see us not living up to our potential and I will speak my mind, Chivago. Rain, sun, or shine, right? And I'm not looking for no favor from no one, right, when I speak my mind. I'm looking to speak truth to power with hopes that the powers to be will recognize the wrong and seek to backpedal and correct and come with, because that's the only way in this dispensation of politics where we are right now, you can begin to stand a chance of even being considered for a second opportunity to govern the country. And Chivago, what is happening right now, it is wrong on all levels. As you were pointing out, Chivago, the government is entitled to enter into sole bid contracts, but it has a responsibility, Chivago, to justify the reasoning. Chivago, look, man, this contract is 20% pretty much of $1 billion. You
yes,
don't
sir.
Make mistakes with that kind of money. The country
yes,
can't
sir.
Afford it, Chivago. In a time where so many businesses are struggling to try and get ahead, in a time where cost of living is so very high, where every opportunity provided to businessmen and women in this country is necessary and needed, how could the government think it is wise to give? And as you pointed out, I didn't have enough time to delve into it on our show, right? But Chivago, look, I'm not blaming, like you, I'm not blaming the private company for securing contracts, okay? Because they don't go into parliament, they don't go into cabinet, they don't go into the permanent secretary's hand and sign no contract. They apply for contracts like everybody else. I blame the powers to be. That's where the blame lies. Who in the world thought it wise to allow for such a deal to go forward? For whose means? This is beyond comprehension, Chivago.
The same people who signed the $100 million contract for Elutra to the same people.
And guess what, Chivago? Roadworks are gonna happen on Andros, on Elutra, Rumkey, San Salvador, in New Providence, over there in Grand Bahama, on Exuma. Roadworks are happening all over this country. Not only that, airports are being redeveloped all over this country. Who will be the contractor for those airline trips or air trips throughout the various airports that are going to be redeveloped or reconstructed or constructed in this country? Chivago, something has to be wrong with this. Something has to be wrong with this. This cannot be seen as acceptable on any level, Chivago. There's so much suffering in this country.
Antoine, this was a direct award.
A direct
which means I need to hear, according to the law, that there were limited numbers of suppliers available,
right?
Or there was an urgency related to this, right?
Right.
That would warrant that you needed to do it in this way.
Not only that, Chivago. Not only that, right? The government that I support, we came to office promising that we were going to create multi-millionaires of behemoths in business in this country. We promised that we were going to provide opportunities to see behemoths grow from small-sized enterprises to medium-sized enterprises, and those operating in medium-sized enterprises to large-scale enterprises. These contracts, Chivago, could have represented just that, which tells me a lot of things that I hope you get into, but I don't want to delve into, right? Because I know you understand exactly where I'm going and where I'm coming from, Chivago. Chivago, how in the world could you bypass so many competent behemoth contractors who could, and I hope when the Prime Minister responds, he doesn't allow those around him to allow him to us that this one company was going to provide opportunities for other companies underneath them. Because that approach is nonsense. That approach is garbage. That approach is the approach of a lazy government who has no answers. We don't need nobody spoon feeding us.
Antoine, I got some other folks on the line, but I appreciate you calling, man. Thank you very much. Thank you, bro. We got another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hello? No?
Hello?
Yes. Hi.
Hey, comrade Lang.
Yes, sir.
Boy, let me tell you something, comrade Lang. When you hear
a fella like Anton saying what he said, it get a little scary.
But I agree with you, bro. But this one, you don't even need to hear from Anton, man. Seriously, bro, $183 million for West Grand Bomb? Wrote?
But see, let me call like, because oh. I called, this GNN, I straight up, sometimes I might, do I say, boy, I drop some bombs, right? But I come close. I don't drop the whole bomb. I leave it to the imagination, right? We know, like you said just now, the same modus operandi went down with the Lucha. See, the Bahamian people is to get too quick. It was the same thing now. That's $183 million. All of that money is staying in Bahama Stripe in pocket. Several smaller contractors can get some weight, but it's the big boys were going after most of that, and there are only two. I ain't going to call no Belding, just common knowledge. There are only two big asphalt dealers in this country. Only two. And so we, you think, farmers try to carry by the asphalt part. And asphalt, just like doing some type of renovation, wake up building your house, you the materials can cost you X amount, and then the labor can cost you X amount. Most of that money going to them asphalt dealers. Mm-hmm. Everybody know that. Election right around the corner, and it is the same continuous no-bid contracts with the F&M, BFP's rowing the F&M boat, F&M rowing the BFP boat, coming to election, no-bid contract given out 2 weeks before, and then $7 million going missing to the two of the biggest land dealers in the country. But everybody's hung up on you on the two shows, and we scared for you to say what is going on, Shabaga Lang.
You're scared for me to say? Me?
I mean, not you. I mean, other shows. The minute you say there are only two big asphalt dealers in this country.
But that's the truth.
They hang up the phone on you.
No, but that's the truth. I mean, listen, first of all, you are right. We live in a small country. And there is no doubt that there aren't any bunch of big players in this particular market. And so you're right. Right? If you Bahama Striping has to get his asphalt from somewhere, they can get asphalt from. We know where to get asphalt from. But I am not concerned about them. They are not my problem. Who getting the asphalt money, who getting the striping money, who getting the laying money, that's not my problem. I did not elect them. I did not hire them. They are not responsible. They are not accountable to me. The people who are accountable to you and to me are the people who are elected by the Bahamian public. Now, let me tell you all something. Can I tell you all something? Let me tell you all something. You'll only hold these ministers accountable. And you should, because they have responsibility for the executive control of the country. But every member of parliament in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is elected by you. To do what? To make sure you operate in lawful fashion.
Exactly.
Pass your law. And be protectors of your law.
I just wanted to say that to you, Lang, because you're more upfront and transparent with your uttering. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Thank you, brother. Appreciate your calling. Shanda. So let me see here. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
I wish I knew how to speak in tongues. I probably understand what I'm saying. Mr. Lang, isn't it usual and customary that contracts of this nature are designed for the recipient to make a donation to their favorite charity?
No.
No, it's not usual and customary that it happens that way.
Now, if you ask the question appropriately, you might get an answer from me. But you are asking, not for charity? No, not for charity.
Well, you know what I mean. Yeah, okay.
No, I don't know what you're saying, man. If you don't speak clearly, I can't understand.
Well, just look at what was done at Tonic Williams Highway, and you probably understand.
I don't understand what you're saying. All right, then. I do not understand what you're saying.
I think we call it kickback.
No, see, kickback is unlawful. So I'm not getting caught. Okay. Kickback is a breach of the law. Mm-hmm. It is corruption, outright direct corruption. So I'm not accusing anybody of that or anything. Now, I thought what you were saying was, well, you know, you give these companies these big contracts and they give the party some money so the party could have a good campaign and so forth and so forth. But okay. I can see that.
Okay, then. All right. Well, let's leave it at that.
Yeah, but see, a kickback is a personal benefit to me, mm-hmm. for my pocket. I'm not dealing with that.
We don't do that here. No. That's right. I don't think we do that here.
You know, every company in the Bahamas is under the governorship of the sitting government of the Bahamas, right? Mm-hmm. Every company. So if any company gives the government money, if I use your expression, then you could say there's a kickback. Because many companies give these parties money. Many. Right? So it can't be, I can't treat that as kickback. You don't have any campaign finance laws, so there's nothing that governs how and when or why, and they give it and so forth. But if I give you a contract so you could give me some money back, that's a kickback, that's corruption. You could go to jail for that.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen here then, eh?
Well, it ain't happened yet.
Pretty upright and honest, God-fearing place I lived in. Thanks, man.
Yeah, man. Take care, my brother. We're gonna take a break, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to Z Live. Producer, you want me to take this call or you want me to go to break? Okay, go to break. Okay. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take a break. We'll be back after this break.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Start the year making all the right money moves. Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfgroup.com to start doing more today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Looking for insurance that fits your life and your budget? At Star General Insurance, we've got you covered. Whether it's motor insurance with flexibility and comprehensive coverage, or commercial insurance products that protect your business, we have choices you can afford. Own a home or renting? Our home insurance products have just what you need. And for the adventurers out there, we offer marine insurance too. Visit our website or social media pages for contact information and quotes. Star General, insurance made simple.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today. I understand we have a call on the line still holding. Thank you for being patient. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, man. What bothers me is that, you know, the government collects the price, they go and also selling products about the amount of revenue.
Sorry. I'm so sorry that you waited so long. Your audio is awful. We can hardly understand what you're saying. Try again. Okay, maybe call back. I'm not sure what's going on there. So again, you know, I would like to know today how much contracts have been awarded for roadworks in the Bahamas over the last 4 years or so, right? And if you want to do it in the last, and the 5 years before that, that'd be great too. Or the 5 years before that, don't matter. You could do it by terms, right? It'd be interesting to know how much. 100 million, 200 million, 300 million, 400 million, 500 million. And how were those contracts awarded, and to whom were they awarded? I'd like to know that information. Do you know that the intent of the Procurement Act was to make this kind of information easy to access? Do you know that? Do you know that I should not have to ask for that information, because in accordance with the procurement laws of the Bahamas, that's information that should be readily available? That under the procurement law of the Bahamas, the award of this contract would not have even been a surprise to any of us. It would have been issued, it would have been published, and there would have been a justification for that publishing. But I'd be interested to know. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang. Good afternoon. How you doing?
Right here, man. How are you?
I'm good, you know. Mr. Lang, when the PLP came into office, they repealed the Procurement Act that was left in place by the government, right? Because they were saying that it was so much bureaucracy, and for them to get certain things done, it was taking so long. So right now, what is the status of that act? And I want Mr. Howard Grant to call in, because he said that when he was trying to get a little contract, the man told him, Brother Howard, if you want this contract, you got to bring him a 10%, and then you got to hire my people. Howard, call in.
No. But let's be clear on something. The Procurement Act of 2021 was repealed, but it was replaced by the 2023 Act, though. And that the 2023 Act was not abundantly different than the 2021 Act to allow for anything to be done that doesn't, in this way, that doesn't require the publishing and justification.
Yeah, but Mr. Lang, see, the issue is that we don't have no enforcement of the law unless we can take out a class action suit against the government. The government will do whatever it wants to do, you know, unless the government feels the weight of
Hold on. Just to be clear, let's be fair to the nature of law, okay? We have laws against murder, but murder still happens. We have laws against rape, but rape still happens. Okay? Now, and people go to jail for these things and they still persist. So let's be clear. Now, the fact of the law is this. When you breach it, because the law exists, the punishment, if the law doesn't stipulate you go to jail and the law ain't sending the government to jail, the law ain't gonna find the government, the breach is evident, public to the judgment.
Yeah, but you see, okay. Let's take what is happening in the States with all of these things that is happening, right? And you know, the States, they are suing the President of the United States and telling
him
that you could do that too.
You
have to follow the law. And so,
you could do that too.
But, I mean, let's do that then. Because, see, unless these lawmakers know that there's a way for them to be punished, they will continue to stool on our...
No, but who's the let? Who's the let? Who is the let? Who is the let? Do it.
Pardon me?
Who do you want to do it?
Us, we the Bahamian people.
Yeah, but you could start. You did you go to a lawyer and say, lawyer, I want to go and put the government before the court?
I will get Mr. Fred Smith, who made millions of dollars because the government refused.
No, you can't start like that. You can't start like that. I didn't ask you what you will do. What I asked you. You said we, unless we. And you are a we. I asked you what you did. And then you want to start with Fred Smith, who make millions of dollars. That you think I can take your case. You started by saying I make millions of dollars. We don't have to do with anything.
No, I am saying that Mr. Fred Smith, who has taken on cases pro bono and sued the government for not following the very laws that they initiated. Okay?
You should have said that from the first place.
Because, you know, we have systems in place, just like Mr. Reese Chipman said. Okay, there are checks and balances so that government will be accountable. But the very government who's supposed to be obey the law, and that's why the citizens don't obey the law.
Okay. Thank you, brother. We got another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, good afternoon. Until the government be held responsible for their action, I mean, they come and brag about the monies and revenues they collect and they bang on the desk like a bunch of little children, and then they come back and spend just as much as they got and leaving the Bahamian people's pockets empty and then come back to them and ask them for more money. I mean, it's ludicrous, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you calling. It says, what about the FOIA? Would this have shown the same info? Well, the FOIA would have allowed you to ask for the information or whatever information is available in the government. So, Mr. Lang, at the same time that C. Allen was conversing with you, I was searching for the owner and owners of Bahama Striping Company. He vaguely mentioned the name of a member of parliament just as I had discovered who the owner of the company was. Question to you is this. If a non-bidding contract is awarded to a company with familial relations to a member of parliament, can that be considered a conflict of interest? It can be, because the member of parliament has a responsibility to declare his her interest in any contract that is awarded by the government. And that declaration is supposed to be made in the parliament of the Bahamas, and it's supposed to be made, in fact, prior to even anything happening. Now, I don't know that Bahama Striping has any member of parliament that is a shareholder in it. I don't know that to be so. It says, if they lost Anton, they lost it all. Well, I don't know they didn't lose Anton. I think Anton is crying to say this ain't right. This person say, don't forget the LNG deal. Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm. This text says, this should be able to be defined as an odious agreement by government, and Bahama Striping knew or should have known that their bid for $200 million for less than 40 miles, 26 of the main roads, front and main, having bid for, been awarded, and performed numerous other road and airport paving contracts for significantly less. 163 miles of Lutris roads under a $100 million contract. Exomas Road Network at a cost of $60 million for more intrinsic network and more miles. Bahama Striping has its own asphalt plant, so they won't need to go to anyone else. Okay. GB has more than two people already who could have bid for paving. So what you're saying, Bahama Striping got $200 million, a contract, $100 million, that's $300 million, and a $60 million, $360 million contract, almost half a billion. How would you say it? This says, good afternoon, sir. If what I'm reading is true, I'm highly disappointed in this government. Mr. Lang, I supported this government in the last election. And sorry to say, I see this government just as the last administration. The prime minister needs to address this forthwith. I agree with you 100%. It'd be useful. It would be useful to get an addressing of this. I'd be stunned. Somebody, y'all are skeptical. Y'all are skeptical. But I'd be surprised if the prime minister don't say something. I'd be shocked. I'd be stunned. I'd be stunned if the prime minister and them do not speak to this. stunned, shocked, blown away. So good afternoon, Z. A good movie for fire knowledge is Only the Brave. They teach about the buffer. Okay. So was the information leaked? I do not think it's a coincidence that these big political donors are getting, don't think the $14 million for the land deal months before the 2021 election was a coincidence either. Mr. Lang, they could have paid the whole of Nassau. It's actually, we was talking about this matter for a couple of days now. Prime Minister Davis and his cabinet should have said something this morning. I believe Prime Minister Davis believes that he is above the law. If he did not, he would not do so. So what's even more curious, says this texter, is the PM, knowing this was out there, was castigating the FNM for $7 million. This is beyond crazy. This texter, Mr. Lang, we can speculate as much as we want. We must see the contract to determine what's actually in it. Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%. But if you see these newspapers, put something in the newspaper. I'm not saying they're always right. But, you know, that's fairly good sourcing for us in terms of what has happened. So then it falls on the government to explain. And why would you wait? You think somebody would accuse me of giving a $183 million contract for West Grand Bahama, no bid, and I can allow a 24-hour period to go by and don't address it? I don't need to see no contract to know that. Don't make no sense. So why is the PLP government doing this? Even the PLP supporters don't like this voting like this. Voting them out is a joke. It should be more than just voting them out. Well, I'm not getting caught up in the voting. I'm talking about the governance. So good afternoon. I blame the company as well. The procurement law is a public document. Okay. I mean, if you, that's a high standard. So if you won't blame them, if that's okay. Wow, Mr. Lang, somebody wake me up. I dreaming. Is that Anton bashing his PLP government? Wonder if Brave will ever do that. Dave. Mr. Lang, I always listen to 96.9, and this is the first time I can agree with Anton. This text says, this is wrong with my prime minister on my Progressive Liberal Party government is doing. We need to fire them people. We need to go to the polls and send Prime Minister Davis home. He is a big disappointment, says that text. This text says PPP striping mix up in PPP. Also, we need an investigation. We need to find out what is the agreement with the government and striping with the PPP. This text says, is this the same company or the same people who is offering shares through Kalina? No. At least not as far as I know. Could be, but I know, not that I know of. So well said, Anton. However, we the Bahamians are fed up with the PLP and the FNM. This text says, Mr. Lang, since you're in Freeport, you need to check those roads. Man, I need to check them roads. I know them roads. The roads ain't been paved yet. I know them roads. That's no big mystery right there. This text says, our PM won't say anything of value, but Fred will whip something. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take our final break, and then when we come back, we'll wrap up this conversation. We'll be back. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Babe, you mashed the car?
I mashed the car. The lady run into me mashed the car.
I hope she had insurance.
Is she out of insurance? She hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Beulah gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns? Where they hiding the drugs? Who shoot who? Who part of which gang? Or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles?
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas. And everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go up, gal.
So what we waiting on? What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. So let's see if we can't summarize what we have discussed today. Firstly, let me say, it is incredulous to me that a $183 million contract could be awarded for paving of roads in West Grand Bahama. That's incredulous to me. Maybe it is just my ignorance. Like, I don't know the costing of these things. I don't know the details. And so maybe that's why. It just seems incredible to me. That's the first thing. Secondly, it seems incredible to me that a $183 million contract was awarded without bidding and there being no justification made for same in accordance with the laws of the Bahamas, right? Procurement laws. Thirdly, without respect to the law, it is incredulous to me that they signed such a contract, not feel inclined to announce such a signing or to provide an accounting for having done so, and not having spoken to SAM to date. It adds to the incredible nature of substantial awards being given to such to a single company over time for such awardings, right? Again, it just seems incredible to me. Secondly, we deserve an accounting, an explanation, a fulsome explanation from the government. I'm not prepared to say it's corruption, incompetence, and that kind of stuff yet. I would like to hear from the government. I really would. I'd like to be able to hear what has been done, why the contract, what it's for in detail, and why you think it's justifiable for same. That's where we stand. Because in the absence of that information, I could promise you that there will be wild speculation
not only on other people's part, but it may be on mine. Because I would just simply want to know how, under what circumstances.
$183 million
It's not a little bit of money. And I'm not saying Wes Grandbama isn't deserving of $180 million, $1 billion. Yeah, please. Every Bahamian community deserving of justified expenditure to uplift the community. $183 million worth of road isn't the mean. They have young people in West Grand Bahama right now. No, anybody got to ask me. I know of them in need of scholarships to go to school. Good, decent young men and women who should be off the university, who should be able to go off the university. Oh, and that by off, I mean leave this island, go to Nassau, or even if they want to stay here, or go off to somewhere in the other places in the world where that particular thing they're seeking to study is. You know how much of them could go off to school for $183 million and would rather do that than drive on newly paved roads? So it's not about West Grand Bahama. Do them. Uplift them. And while you're at it, uplift Pine Ridge, uplift Marco City, uplift East Grand Bahama, uplift Lucaya. Uplift all on them. While you're uplifting West Island Grand Bahama, then go to Nassau and uplift them, all them constituencies in there, and then Long Island, and then, uplift all of them. But it is necessary to make this make sense. So I wait. You should wait. We wait. I have an explanation, but I will wait because, maybe the government have other things to do. And they'll get to it. I can tell you one thing. I could be dead wrong, boy, but this one ain't gonna sit well with people. No, not without a clear, cogent explanation. It says, "I, Mr. Lang, I think that the citizens must be reminded that once a political party becomes the government, it's no longer a party, but a government for all. So please, no more of my PLP or my FNM government." This says, "Mr. Lang, I'm disappointed with you. As a Christian, you should know about streets paved with gold." Yeah. But it was provided by the Lord, though. So I ain't no expense, no tax. Nobody was taxed for the roads paved with gold. Nobody, no. They didn't come with taxpayers' money. It's the Lord provided them golden streets. It didn't cost us a nickel nor a dime. We have one more call on the line. I got 2 minutes. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, good day.
Hey.
I have two questions. Is one, before this agreement goes out, is this table in the House? Like, does the opposition know about it?
No, this wasn't even announced, as far as I know.
Okay, and secondly, we as people, could we actually do a, I know the government do have it, but can we do a petition to the court system to get this revoked or stopped?
Well, you could go to the court for judicial review and seek. I don't know what you could seek, but you could seek a lawyer out, and maybe a lawyer could help.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. It says, yes, this is wrong, but let into the needs of the community, because the same need existed with our government. Your government gave the man you. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, it's so good to have had you with us today. God bless you. Take care. He spares life. We'll be back again tomorrow. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. Take care. Together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holler if you feel